4:30, 4:30, 6, and 7:30 for those Pioneer Conference games on KTNC. Meanwhile, here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow, I'll make the trip to Weeping Water. We already know we're going to have both the boys' third place and the championship games on. The 2 o'clock game tomorrow afternoon will be the boys' third place consolation, Johnson County Central, facing the Malcolm Clippers. That's at 2 o'clock. We also know that we're going to have the boys' championship game at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. That will put the Auburn Bulldogs against the Freeman Falcons, and that ought to be a dandy matchup. Freeman with only one loss on the year, and that was to Auburn early in the season. I think the second game of the year, Auburn got the win over Freeman, so that'll be a great matchup. That's the boys' championship. In addition to the boys' third place in championship games, we're going to have girls' coverage also, but we don't know when or who. We have to play these two games tonight here first in Murdoch before we're going to know where we stand on those. We will either have the championship game at 6 o'clock or the third place game at 4 o'clock, or both, depending on how it goes for Auburn and Fall City. So what I'm trying to tell you here, folks, we're going to follow the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Fall City Lady Tigers tomorrow. Whether they play each other or whether they play someone else, we're going to have them on the air. You can count on us here on Sunny 101.3 for coverage. Okay, let's take a look right now at the starting lineups for this upcoming girls semifinal game. First of all, for the Malcolm Clippers, they're coached by Coach Andy Klepper. They are 16-3 on the season. They'll go with Reagan Wondercheck. Wondercheck is 5'8 and a senior. Jordan Denton, a senior at 5'5. Alyssa Fordick just 5'3 and a junior. Diamond Sedlick a junior at 5'9. And Emma Brown. Brown is a 6-foot junior. Again, they're coached by Coach Andy Klepper. Now look at the starting lineup for your Fall City Lady Tigers. They're coached by head coach Andy Armbruster. They are 13-6 on the season. They'll start Maddie Jones. Jones is a junior. Ava Armbruster, a sophomore. McKinley Scholl, also a sophomore in the starting lineup. Ashley Kirkendall, a sophomore starter. And Reese McNeely, a junior, completes the starting five for Coach Andy Armbruster. Getting set to have the introduction of starting lineups here over the public address system. Then we're going to have the national anthem played, and then we'll be tipping it up. So we're going to step aside right now and take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back after this two-minute break. You're listening to ECNC Conference Basketball live from Murdoch on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger Varsity Wrestling Program. The boys picked up their sixth place finish this past weekend at Raymond Central. Leading the way for the Tigers were Jaden Nolte and Wyatt Olberding with a first place finish, and Thomas Fields and Caleb Zulkowski with the silver medals. Congratulations, guys, from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
At Community Medical Center in Falls City, we care about the health of our neighbors, friends, and families. Please help us as the spread of COVID-19 and its variants are on the rise. Remember, wear your mask when in public, maintain a respectful social distance, cover coughs and sneezes, wash your hands frequently, and use sanitizer and clean and disinfect frequently touched areas. Let's continue to take care of ourselves and each other, because at Community Medical Center in Falls City, we love our community. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula.
I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Elwood Murdoch High School in Murdoch, Nebraska. Yes. We're getting set here for semifinal action of the ECNC tournament. Girls basketball action, the Fall City Lady Tigers and the Malcolm Clippers. Stepping in for the Tigers to jump it up will be McKinley Scholl. She'll go up against Emma Brown, who is a 6 foot junior. The official steps in, and we're underway. Here's the tip. And the tip is going to be controlled by the Malcolm Clippers. Clippers set it up into forecourt quickly. Denton with the basketball, lobs it inside the paint, stolen away with the steal is Armbruster. A cross court pass driving, laying up off the glass, won't go down, but a whistle and a foul. Putting up the shot was Ashley Kirkendall. We've got a foul called, and Kirkendall will be at the line. The foul is on Emma Brown. On Brown, her first personal, team foul number one. Opening second, just underway, Fall City Tigers and the Malcolm Clippers. Here's a free throw that's up off the back of the iron, won't go. She'll have a second shot coming. Ashley Kirkendall, a sophomore, missed the first one. Ready for her second free throw. This shot is on the way up, and it's good. She got it. Fall City goes on top, 1-0. 15 seconds into the ball game. Down court on the dribble. With the ball is Fortick to the right elbow with it. Driving on the baseline, right side, driving layup, up off, no good, put up by Sedlick, and the rebound pulled down by Scholl. Scholl gets the ball out to Armbruster. She works in backcourt against pressure, dribbles between defenders, got trapped on the right side, got out of there with the ball. They feed it on the corner underneath to McNeely. Reese McNeely kicks it back between the rings, top of the circle, back up to Armbruster with the ball. A cross-court pass finds Armbruster on the right elbow. Now to the near side, comes back to Kirkendall. In the corner, deep baseline left side, Maddie Jones handled the ball. Right side, Armbruster for three, off the glass, doesn't get it, and the rebound comes down to the Clippers. Outlet pass flips out to Fortick. Fortick with the basketball, all 5 foot 3 inches at the point guard there is Fortick. Fortick's pass goes to the left wing to Denton. Denton finds Fortick on the wing, and traveling is going to be the call. A turnover gives the basketball back to the Fall City Tigers. Just underway, 6:49 to play, first period, 1-0. Fall City on top. Full court pressure now by the Clippers. Inbound the pass comes into Armbruster. Across court to the far side with it, just across the timeline. Ball is stripped away and stolen. Here's a fast break going the other way, losing the basketball on the floor. Now a shot is up and a whistle, and we're going to say a jump ball before the shot was launched. Fall City did a good job and got in there defensively, tied her up. So the Lady Tigers will get the basketball back. 6:36 to go, first quarter, 1-0. Fall City on top. In backcourt is McKinley Scholl. Long downcourt pass, Maddie Jones on the baseline. Right side, Jones spin move in the paint. Jump shot up, off the rim, couldn't get it. Rebound, McNeely. McNeely has the ball stripped away from her and stolen by Diamond Sedlick. Sedlick with the out pass gets it out now to Fortick, and Fortick will come down and set the offense. Fall City in a man-to-man defense here. We've played nearly 2 minutes. It's 1-0. Fall City up on a free throw by Ashley Kirkendall. Here's Brown in the paint. Turnaround spin move off the glass over Jones. Couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Fall City with the basketball. Coming down is Kirkendall. Down court in a hurry to Scholl. McNeely in the paint. Goes to Jones. Jones in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. Has the ball stripped away. Grabbed up by Armbruster on the right elbow. Back to Jones in the corner. Baseline right side of the basket to the top of the key. Kirkendall. She stands between the rings at the top of the key. Skip pass across court. Inside the paint to Jones. Ball tipped away from Jones. It's going to be grabbed up underneath the basket by Sedlick. Sedlick gets it down court to Fortick. Fortick almost has it taken away by Armbruster. Goes into Brown with the pass. Now Fortick thought about the three. Pulls up for a three from the right elbow and got it. Alyssa Fortick hits the three from the right elbow. Makes it 3-1. Timeout taken Fall City. 5:20 to play in the first quarter. 3-1 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Elmwood Murdoch's gym. Randy Gatula with you here tonight. Girls semifinal action of the ECNC Conference Tournament. The Fall City Lady Tigers and the Malcolm Clippers. 3-1 our score. Malcolm up by 2 with 5:20 to play in the first quarter. We haven't even played 3 minutes yet. When action is resumed, it'll be Fall City's basketball. They're going to inbound it against a full-court press. In the ballgame now, Elena Babb has checked in for the Clippers. Babb into the ballgame. Ball is knocked away in the press. They get it forward to Armbruster across to the right side with it. The pass goes over to Scholl. Brown comes up with a seal for the Clippers and gives the outlet pass to Fordick. Fordick hit that three just a moment ago. Dribbles around Armbruster. Fordick driving lay-in up and good. Alyssa Fordick has all five of the Clippers' points. It's 5-1. Malcolm with the lead. 4:56 to go in the first quarter. Underneath the basket, they get it in. Looking under there for Chase Nolte. Nolte couldn't handle the pass from Reese McNeely. It got away from Chase, went out of bounds on the baseline. It'll turn it over to the Clippers. Malcolm will have the basketball. Up off the bench, getting set to check in, Abby Zegar, ready to check in for the Clippers at the next stoppage. On the right wing, handling it is Sedlick. Sedlick holds the ball above her head, puts it inside the paint to Wondercheck. Wondercheck flips it out onto the left wing, Fordick. In the paint, turnaround shot off the glass, no. And the rebound brought down by Scholl. McKinley Scholl, outlet pass, gets it off to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster gets it across the timeline. Reese McNeely, right side, tried to put it inside the paint. Ball is stolen away again. Clippers on a fast break, driving, laying up. Short off the front of the rim, won't go down for Sedlick. And the rebound to Chase Nolte. Armbruster ended up on the floor. Nolte down to Reese McNeely. McNeely goes to the right side, clips it to Maddie Jones in the paint. Jump shot, or check that. That jump shot in the paint was put up and good by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall with the two-pointer. She's got all three of Fall City's points. Fordick has all five of Malcolm's. Host of substitutions ready to check in for the Clippers. Three girls up off the bench. Brown with the basketball. Left side for Malcolm. Flips it down into the corner. Here's a little floater from the left side. Up and off, no good. Armbruster there for the rebound. Pressure applied. Armbruster double-teamed in backcourt. Dribbles through the double-team. Downcourt pass underneath looking for Nolte. Pass intended for Nolte. Tipped out of bounds by Diamond Sedlick. All right, subs in now for the Clippers. Checking into the ball game comes Kylie Elkins and Jordan Denton. Elkins and Denton checking in. Looks like Elena Babb is in there, so we've got wholesale substitutions now for the Clippers. Inbound pass to the top of the circle. Kirkendall in traffic, flips it to McNeely on the left wing. McNeely, across court pass, skip pass, McNeely, jump shot, 12 feet away, up and good. Reese McNeely drops one in from the left wing, just outside the free throw lane. We're tied at 5 apiece with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. ECNC semifinal girls action. Ball City in the man-to-man defense. Trying to keep him outside the three-point arc. Denton with the basketball. Had it knocked away momentarily. She got it back and flips it out to midcourt. All the way back out to Alyssa Fordick. Now the ball is stolen away by Armbruster. Armbruster on a fast break to the right side. Scholl held up for a minute. Back to Armbruster between the rings. Top of the circle. To the left wing. Kirkendall with the basketball. Inside. Reese McNeely under the basket. Skip pass across to the near side. Right in front of our table. Kirkendall with the ball. Reese McNeely. Baseline in the corner. Into Chase Nolte. Nolte is double-teamed, triple-teamed. Ball is loose and is grabbed up by Kirkendall. Kirkendall puts a pass out onto the right wing off of Armbruster's fingertips. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Into the game now for Fall City. Alyssa Poppy checks in. Elise Poppy. Elise Poppy and Maddie Jones back on the floor now for the Lady Tigers. Down court. With the dribble comes Alyssa Fordick. She started the ball game. She's back in handling the point guard duties. Fordick to the left wing to Zegar. Zegar finds Fordick in the corner on the right side of the basket. She's guarded down there by Poppy. Underneath the basket, ball is tipped away. Now it's going to be grabbed up in the left side baseline, recovered over there by Sedlick. Sedlick in the paint. Here's a floater that's off the glass, doesn't go. Ball is going to go out of bounds off of Malcolm. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Chase Nolte down there battling for that loose ball for the Lady Tigers. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the first quarter. Back into the game, Ashley Kirkendall checks back in. Also back onto the floor comes Reese McNeely after a brief breather there. We're tied at five with 2:02 to go in the first quarter. Full court pressure applied, inbound pass tipped and knocked out of bounds, knocked away by Alyssa Fortick. And it'll belong to the Lady Tigers. Now they'll try to inbound it in the corner on the side against this press into McNeely. McNeely gets it up court. On the dribble comes Kirkendall to the right side with it. Went down to Maddie Jones. Jones top of the key. Pass back to Kirkendall. Right side McNeely. Jones in the corner on the right side baseline. Can't get to the basket. It comes around the horn to Elise Poppy on the left side. Poppy back to the top of the circle between the rings. Across court pass McNeely. McNeely into Maddie Jones. Jones out of the basket. Shot is up. She got it and she'll be fouled. Maddie Jones with the bucket and she drew the foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Jordan Denton. On Denton, her first personal, team foul number two on the Clippers. Coming out of the ball game is Kylie Elkins. And to replace her goes Emma Brown. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones for the and one. Free throw is on the way up, and it is off. Couldn't get it down. Fall City's up 7-5, a two-point lead with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. This is Fortick down court with the ball, gives it up to Brown. Brown, the big six-foot center on the left side. Back out to Fortick. She threads the needle to the right side. A jump shot from 12 feet up and off, no good. Chase Nolte is there to pull down the rebound for the Tigers. Nolte gets her outlet pass out to Kirkendall. Kirkendall hands off to Poppy. Into the corner. Reese McNeely, left side, wants to go up with a shot, and she'll be called for traveling. McNeely lost her balance down there on the baseline on the left side of the basket. Looked like she had a lane for a minute. Now here's Armbruster back in. McNeely will take a breather. Also checking back in is McKinley Scholl for the Tigers. With the ball is Alyssa Fortick, the 5'3 junior point guard for the Clippers. 7-5, Fall City up by two, less than a minute to go here, 55 seconds in the first quarter. Brown with a turnaround shot, blocked nicely. Good job defensively down there by Chase Nolte. Brown is 6 feet tall. She made a spin move toward the basket. Nolte went up straight up with her hands and swatted that shot away. 51 seconds to play in the quarter. Clippers inbound the ball under their own basket. Up to the top of the key with the dribble is Denton. That's Jordan Denton. She can't get a shot. She travels with the ball, and it'll go back to the Tigers. So now Fall City with a two-point lead, 7-5. They'll have the basketball with 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tigers against the press. Long down court pass. They broke the press. Jones takes it in the paint. Can't get the shot off to the top of the key. Here's a three on the way up and good. Nailing the three is McKinley Scholl. Scholl with the three, it's 10-5. Tigers up by five, 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-5, Fall City with the lead. Left elbow, Alyssa Fortick. Fortick tries to go to the baseline, driving lay-in up, doesn't get it, but she's fouled. And we'll have Alyssa Fortick at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Lady Clippers. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Ashley Kirkendall. On Ashley, her first personal, team foul number one on the Lady Tigers. Fortick, a 5'3 junior, at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Alyssa Fortick has all six of the Malcolm Clippers points now. She'll have a second free throw coming here. She's just 5'3". Not a big stature, but a good little ball player. Alyssa Fortick, second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. So the score right now is Fall City 10, Alyssa Fortick 7. She has all of the Clippers points. Into forecourt, here come the Lady Tigers. Armbruster, across court pass. Jump shot right side up and good for two by McKinley Scholl. Scholl with 5 points. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, down court. Fortick for the long shot from the top of the key. Couldn't get it. And after one quarter, the Lady Tigers on top 12-7, a 5-point lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
We move to second quarter action. Inbound the pass, it goes to the Clippers. They'll come down and set it up against the man-to-man defense. Here's a steal by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster one-on-one on the fast break. Can't get to the basket. Now passes the ball back up onto the right elbow. Gets it over to Kirkendall. She's in traffic, double-teamed. Has to hand it to Armbruster. Again to Kirkendall in the corner. Underneath, Maddie Jones right under the basket. Couldn't get a shot off. Around to the left wing. Ball nearly tipped away. Bounce pass underneath. Jones in traffic. Shot off the glass up. Oh, couldn't get it down. Chase Nolte chases after the ball. It goes off of Nolte, and it'll go to the Clippers. 7:27 to play first half, second quarter. If you're just tuning in, Fall City on top, 12-7 here in the ECNC girls semifinals. Clippers down court with the basketball. Elena Babb on the left wing. She travels, and it'll go back over to the Tigers. Another turnover. Clippers, all seven of their points scored by Alyssa Fordick, the 5'3 point guard. She's got all seven. Down court, Jones on the baseline under Brown. Shot is up and good. No, they're going to say she traveled. Oh, it looked like an easy two for Maddie Jones. They say she moved the pivot foot. No basket. Had a chance to double the score up there. Would have been 14-7. It remains 12-7, and now the Clippers with the ball. Fordick dribbles all the way under the basket, flips it out to her teammate in the corner for a long three. Brown with the rebound, has it taken away with the steal is Scholl. Scholl down court to Jones, a fast break got away and it went out of bounds. And another opportunity escapes the Fall City Tigers for what looked like it was going to be an easy 2 points on a breakaway layup. 6:56 to go, first half. Again, 12-7 your score. Fall City up by five. Fordick with the basketball, picks up her dribble to Brown in the paint. Turn around, shot. Brown up, blocked away again by Nolte. Ball stolen away from Brown. Fast break, down court with the basketball the other direction. McKinley Scholl pulls up for a jump shot in the paint. Can't get it down, and the rebound comes down to the Clippers. Wondercheck with the rebound for Malcolm. Outlet pass goes to Fordick. She'll bring the basketball down court. Fordick to the left elbow. That's Babb with the basketball. Babb picks up the dribble, comes to the near side, puts it to Sedlick. Sedlick in the paint, driving for a layup. Doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. And at the free throw line, shooting two shots will be Diamond Sedlick. Sedlick, a 5'9 junior, at the line here to shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones, her first personal, team foul number two on the Lady Tigers. First free throw is up and off the right side of the rim, won't go. Diamond Sedlick missed the first one. She'll have another attempt coming. Back in now for the Tigers. Reese McNeely checks back into the lineup. Also, Elise Poppy comes onto the floor now for Fall City. At the free throw line, Diamond Sedlick. Second free throw is up. Got it. That one right down the middle. She hit it. Clippers are now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. It's 12-8. The lead is 4. Full court pressure by Malcolm. Tigers handle the pressure. Get it to Jones into forecourt. She's trapped in a double team on the far side. Gets the ball up between the rims with a nice pass to get it out to Armbruster. Into the corner. Maddie Jones dribbles in. Jones against Brown. Shot is up. Brown with a block on her. And Brown made the block and then stole the basketball. Out it goes to Fordick. Fordick to the right side. Sedlick in the paint. Sedlick driving, laying up. No. Ball tipped out of there and coming up with a rebound is Reese McNeely. McNeely with the outlet pass to Armbruster. She's double-teamed in backcourt. A cross-court pass. Armbruster gets it over into the hands of Kirkendall. Jump shot in the paint. Kirkendall off the rim doesn't go. Poppy chases after the ball. It's going to be grabbed up loose by Lauren England. England down to Fordick. Fordick for three. Top of the key. Got it. Fordick with her second three-pointer, and it's 12-11. The lead is 1.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Timeout taken, Fall City. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Elmwood Murdoch High School. 5.5 minutes left to play in the second quarter here in this ECNC girls semifinal game. The Fall City Lady Tigers led 12-7 after one quarter. They're now up 12-11, a 1-point Fall City lead. Interesting here that Alyssa Fordick, a 5'3 junior point guard, she has 10 of their 11 points, a pair of threes, a deuce, and 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Now, full court pressure by Malcolm. Tigers inbound the pass to Poppy. Poppy, oh, a pass is stolen away by Fordick. Fordick chases after it, came up with the steal. Now the ball is flipped out of bounds, and it goes off of the Clippers, and it'll go back to Fall City. Lady Tigers having some trouble with this press, getting the ball up the court. Inbound to Armbruster. Off to Poppy near side. Still in backcourt is Armbruster. Spin move, got it across the timeline. Ava Armbruster bounce pass right side to Shoal. Shoal looking underneath. Oh, tried to get it to Reese McNeely, and yet another turnover on the baseline. Fall City's turned the ball over three times right under the basket when they would have had a pretty good look at a shot under there. 5:08 to play now in the first half. Again, the score 12-11 if you're just checking in. Fall City up by one. Fordick in traffic. A little driving lay-in up. Doesn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And we'll put Alyssa Fordick to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul this time on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her first team foul, number 3 on the Tigers. Fordick is 2-for-2 from the line so far this evening. This free throw is up and got it. She got the roll. It bounced up there for the longest time. She now has 11 of their 12 points, and she's 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Fordick ready for her second free throw. She launches the shot. It's up. It's good also. 4-for-4 from the free throw line for Alyssa Fordick. She's got 12 points in the ball game. 13-12 now. The Clippers with their first lead of the ball game, up by one. Underneath the basket, shot off the glass, up and good by McKinley Shoal. Shoal has 7 points. That was a nice little turnaround bank shot off the glass from inside the paint by McKinley Shoal. 14-13. Lady Tigers up by one. 4:35 to go in the first half. Ball flipped away from Fordick. Grabbed up on the left wing. With it is Denton. Denton between the rings, top of the circle to the left elbow to England. England can't get to the baseline. Reese McNeely is there. Across court pass, baseline right side to Denton. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. Safe from going out of bounds. In traffic, a shot, a whistle, and a foul. And we'll be shooting free throws. Foul is going to be called on Chase Nolte. On Chase, that is her first personal, team foul number 4 on the Lady Tigers. At the line, Lauren England. England shooting two shots, has not been to the line this evening. Free throw is on the way, up and good. Lauren England hits the first, and we're tied at 14 apiece. Here's Maddie Jones back into the lineup. Ava Armbruster also back onto the floor. In for the Clippers, Emma Brown is back into the ballgame, as well as Abby Zegar. Zegar checks in. At the free throw line, Lauren England, ready for her second attempt to try and put the Clippers back up by one. England's free throw on the way up and got it. Two in a row for Lauren England. 15-14. Clippers up by one. 4:13 to play here in the first half. Into forecourt in traffic. A cross-court pass goes off to Armbruster. In trouble there for a minute was Kirkendall. She did a good job getting rid of the basketball. Now Armbruster will try and set it up. We're looking at a 2-1-2 zone here now out of the Clippers. They came out of their man-to-man. On the right side, open look. Three from the right wing is off. No good. But the rebound taken away by Brown. Looked like Poppy was going to get it. Big Brown just took it away there. Emma Brown. And into forecourt is Wondercheck. Wondercheck, baseline left side, driving, laying up and good. Put up by Abby Zegar. Zegar with her first basket, and it's 17-14. Three-point lead for the Clippers. Malcolm's biggest lead to the ball game, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Diamond Sedlick. On Sedlick, her first personal, and that'll be team foul number three on the Clippers. 3.5 minutes to play, first half, 17-14. Clippers lead the Tigers up by three. Fall City's basketball, inbound the pass. Ava Armbruster. Armbruster guarded closely out here by Abby Seagar. In the paint, it goes into Jones. Jones with a shot up. She gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. Rebound comes down to Sedlick. Sedlick gives the ball off to the left side. Seagar with the basketball. Seagar, right elbow, holding the ball on the right side is Diamond Sedlick. Into Brown. Brown, turnaround shot, whistle, and a foul. And now we're going to put Emma Brown to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. This foul is going to be on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her second personal. Team foul number five on the Lady Tigers. 17-14. Clippers up by three. 3:04 to go here in the first half. At the free throw line, Emma Brown shooting two shots. The first one is on the way up and just short off the rim. She'll have another attempt coming. There's Alyssa Fordick back into the lineup now for the Clippers. Fordick back onto the floor. At the line, Emma Brown. She's a 6-foot junior for the Malcolm Clippers. Brown ready for her second free throw attempt. She launches the shot. It's up and it's good. She got it. Brown 1 out of 2 from the line there. Tigers down quickly trying to break this press into forecourt. Jones is trapped on the right side in traffic. Turnaround shot. Chase Nolte up. Got the basket and the foul. Basket counts. That was a nice move to the bucket to get that shot down by Chase Nolte, her first basket. And she draws the foul. The foul on Alyssa Fordick, her first, team foul number 4. And at the free throw line, Chase Nolte for the and one. It's up and good. Nolte comes away with a 3-point play the old-fashioned way. And we're back to a 1-point basketball game, 18-17. Clippers up by one with 2:45 to go in the first half. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers. Handling the ball, Sedlick. Sedlick goes for a driving lay-in. The ball is tipped out of there. Chased down in the corner by Jones. Maddie Jones comes up with a basketball. Gets it out to Armbruster. A cross-court pass stolen away. Knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Diamond Sedlick. It'll be Lady Tigers basketball. 2:29 to go in the first half. 18-17. It's been a tight ball game. The lead is one right now for the Clippers. This is Armbruster on the dribble. Armbruster on the right wing. Comes back to the near side. Gets it to McKinley Shoal. Now Reese McNeely, right elbow. McNeely tried to feed it in to Chase Nolte, and the ball is stolen away. Whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Fall City's Reese McNeely. On Reese, her first personal, team foul number 6 on the Lady Tigers. 18-17, a 1-point Malcolm lead, 2 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the first half. Inbounding the pass is Reagan Wondercheck. Wondercheck tosses into Seagar. Seagar between the rings, top of the circle to the right wing. That's Sedlick with the basketball. Collision on the baseline. Foul's going to be called on the Clippers. Looks like it's Seagar going to get tagged for that. Her first personal and team foul number 5. So Fall City will get the ball with 2:03 to go in the first half. Down by 1, 18-17. The Lady Tigers try to work it up court again against the pressure. Armbruster gets it across the timeline. Lobs it into the corner to Jones. A high, dangerous pass. Jones comes up with it. Takes it in. Reverse layup up and good. Maddie Jones with a reverse layup. Back flipped it over her shoulder off the glass and got it to fall. She's got 3 points, and it's 19-18. Tigers back up by 1. A minute 35 to go in the first half here in the second quarter. Picking up her dribble on the left wing is Sedlick. Sedlick gets help from Seagar. Timeout taken by Malcolm. 90 seconds left to play in the first half. It's 19-18. Fall City up by 1. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Live action, Malcolm with the basketball. A minute 25 to go here in the first half. At the top of the key is Wondercheck. Wondercheck feeds it into the corner. Baseline left side, nothing there. Now Brown at the top of the key for a long three that's off the rim, doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to McKinley Scholl. Scholl quickly with the outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster almost lost a handle on it. Has to go to Scholl. Still in backcourt. Now they get it across the timeline to Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall into the corner. Maddie Jones in traffic. Tries to go up. She's trapped under there in triple team. Up to Kirkendall, around it comes to the left wing, Armbruster. Top of the key, McKinley Scholl handles the basketball. 19-18, Fall City up by one with 48 seconds to play. They may just play for one here with a one-point lead. Lob pass into the corner, underneath to Jones, back into the top of the key. Armbruster for three, off the front of the rim, doesn't go, but she got her own rebound. Armbruster across court to the right side, open look, Kirkendall for three, got it. McKinley Scholl, rather. I'm sorry. Scholl got the three. That's her second. McKinley Scholl now with 10 points, and it's 22-18. The lead is four. That was a three for McKinley Scholl. All the way in, driving lay-in up and good by Alyssa Fordick. Fordick went right down the lane between defenders and laid it in. 10 seconds to play here in the first half. 22-20. Fall City up by two. Underneath they go to Jones. Jones on the baseline, right side. No shot. From the right side, a three up and off the glass. Doesn't go. Pfeiffer put back. Doesn't go. And at the half, the Fall City Lady Tigers are leading. The Malcolm Clippers are halftime score. Fall City 22 and Malcolm 20. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a halftime look at all the first half numbers after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us, on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Hoppe Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppe Realty and Farm Management.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's halftime here at Elmwood Murdoch High School. At the half, the Fall City Lady Tigers are leading the Malcolm Clippers in this girls' semifinal game of the ECNC Conference Tournament. Let's look at the first half numbers. First of all, for the Clippers, they're led at the half by Alyssa Fordick. She has 14 of their 20 points. 2 points for Abby Ziegart. Lauren England has two. Emma Brown with one. And Diamond Sedlick with one for their total of 20. Malcolm with a big advantage at the free throw line. They made 8 out of 10 from the charity stripe. For the Fall City Tigers in the double figures is McKinley Scholl. She had a pair of trays and two deuces. She's got 10 points, 4 points at the half for Maddie Jones, 3 points each for Ashley Kirkendall and Chase Nolde, and Reese McNeely added two for Fall City's total of 22. From the free throw line, Fall City just 2 out of 4, so a big 6-point advantage at the charity stripe in the first half for the Malcolm Clippers. They were 8 of 10, Fall City 2 of 4. That's where we stand at the half, 22-20, Fall City leading Malcolm at halftime. Don't forget, coming up next, we'll have our second half of our basketball doubleheader tonight. It'll be Elmwood Murdoch and the Auburn Lady Bulldogs after this one. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, send it back to Colin Feldkamp, our producer engineer. He'll have a 2-minute break for you, followed by a local weather update. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up right here on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 10 above tonight under clear skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 45. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night, lows level off around 22. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC 660-442-6085 or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Elmwood Murdoch High School here in Murdoch. It's halftime. The Falls City Lady Tigers leading the Malcolm Clippers. Our halftime score, Falls City 22 and Malcolm 20. A big first half for Alyssa Fordick. She's just 5'3", plays the point guard. She scored 14 of Malcolm's 20 points and 12 of their first 13. So she's been their big gun offensively. Full court pressure most of that first half by Malcolm, and for the most part, the Lady Tigers handled the pressure. They got the ball up the court. The turnovers came once they got into forecourt. On three occasions down on the baseline, they had excellent opportunities for an easy two, only to have the ball get away out of bounds for them on the turnover. So that's where we are here at halftime, 22-20. This is the first half of a doubleheader. Up next, it'll be the Auburn Lady Bulldogs taking on Elmwood Murdoch the Knights in the other semifinal game of this ECNC Girls Conference Tournament. Don't forget, we'll be in Weeping Water tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 2 o'clock with continuing coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. The 2 o'clock game will be the boys' third place consolation, Johnson County Central Thunderbirds taking on the Malcolm Clippers. And we'll have the boys' championship with Auburn and Freeman at 8 o'clock. And possibly, we'll have one for sure, possibly two girls' games, depending on the outcome of these tonight. It'll be Falls City's basketball as we move into second half action. The inbound pass comes into Armbruster. Her pass to the right side goes to Ashley Kirkendall around the horn left wing, baseline left side to Scholl. Scholl gets it to Jones down in the corner. Jones with the basketball to the right elbow, goes over to Armbruster. Now Armbruster backs it back out between the rings. Her pass goes to McKinley Scholl in the paint. Chase Nolte has the ball knocked out of her hands, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called against the Malcolm Clippers. Foul is going to be called on Jordan Denton. On Denton, her second personal, team foul number one of the half on the Clippers. Just underway here in the third quarter, 7:36 to play. Third period, 22-20, Falls City with the lead, Lady Tigers with the basketball. Armbruster, lob pass into traffic, and that pass is stolen away. She was trying to get it into Jones, but Jones was triple-teamed and had the ball stolen. Oh, there's a good job breaking up the fast break. They were trying to get it to Brown, stolen away. Tigers back the other way, Kirkendall to the right elbow. She dribbles between two defenders, across court pass, Armbruster. Baseline left side, McKinley Scholl trying to feed it underneath. Again, looking for Jones. Jones has it tipped away. Looks like the strategy is to try and get it inside, but that hasn't worked out very well so far. The passes they forced inside have resulted in turnovers. Here's a jump shot right side, doesn't go. Jones gets a rebound, flips it back up top to Armbruster. And on the right side, Kirkendall. She put the shot up a minute ago, doesn't want to take the second one when she got an open look. Lob pass down to Jones in the corner. Jones moves in against Brown. She's double-teamed. They dribble the ball away from Jones, now tied up, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to the Malcolm Clippers. Malcolm will have the basketball. No score thus far in this third period. 6 minutes, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 22-20, Ball City up by two. With the basketball into forecourt is Fortick. Fortick, bounce pass, Wondercheck. Wondercheck to Brown in the paint. Turnaround shot, Brown up and off, no good. And the rebound down to McKinley Scholl. Scholl with the outlet pass into forecourt, Kirkendall. She's trapped on the side. Kirkendall got rid of it to Scholl. Scholl dribbles between two defenders and gets away. Back to Kirkendall. Ball tipped and stolen away by Denton. Denton comes up with a steal. She'll bring it into forecourt herself. Now works one-on-one to the left side. Little hook shot is up and off, no good. Fought for a rebound. Brown goes to the floor as she tries to put up a shot. Got a whistle and a foul. The question is, was she shooting or rebounding? I don't think she was shooting. Foul is going to be called on Maddie Jones. That's her second personal, team foul. Oh, they are going to put her to the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Emma Brown is 1-for-2 from the line so far tonight, has 1 point. Here she'll be shooting 2, the first of 2 free throws on the way up and good. Brown has now hit 2 out of 3 from the line into the ballgame. Warren England checks into the contest. England checks in. She will replace Jordan Denton. Emma Brown ready for her second free throw attempt to try and tie the ballgame. The shot is up. It's good. Brown hits a pair. We're tied at 22 apiece. 6 minutes to go. Third quarter, all tied up at 22. Ball City's basketball into forecourt. Arm Rooster works to the right elbow. Bounce pass right side. Maddie Jones. Jones double-teamed in traffic. Tipped the ball away. It comes out of there loose to Arm Rooster. Arm Rooster across court fast. Right back to Ava. Ava inside the paint. Chase Nolde. Corner left side. Handling the ball is McKinley Scholl. She had an open look. Didn't take it. Arm Rooster. Lob pass inside. Jones. Reverse lane. Goes, had the ball tipped away. No whistle, no foul. Rebound pulled away and brought down by Lauren England. Fortnick to the right side on the right elbow to Sedlick. Sedlick with the left-handed dribble brings it between the rings. Comes to the left wing with a pass to England. England kicks it across to the right side. Dribbling, laying up. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. We're going to send Diamond Sedlick to the free throw line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Chase Nolde. On Chase, her second personal team foul, number 2 of the half on the Lady Tigers. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Got it to fall. Got that ponytail covering up the number here. I'm going to have to wait until she turns. The ponytail's got it covered. I can't see who's shooting the free throws. I know she made the first one. I think it's Sedlick up there. Second free throw is on the way up, and it's good also. And yes, it is. That's Diamond Sedlick. Hits a pair of free throws. Makes it 24-22, a 2-point lead now for Malcolm. All kinds of traffic and contact. And instead of a foul, we have traveling is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. She was triple-teamed and knocked to the floor and gets called for traveling. Well, 24-22 your score. All 4 points on the second half thus far for the Clippers have come at the free throw line. 2-point lead for Malcolm. Just under 5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Here's a long three, top of the key, that's off the rim. Brown with a rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Emma Brown, her first field goal. And she's got 5 points now. It's 26-22. The lead is 4 for Malcolm. Long down court pass to Chase Nolde. Oh, Nolde tried to put it up court to Arm Brewster. The ball was tipped. It won't be over and back. Arm Brewster to the left side to Scholl. Across court right side. McNeely, jump shot right wing. Oh, off the rim and rolled around. Wouldn't go down. The rebound comes down to Abby Zegar. Zegar outlet pass to Fortick. Alyssa Fortick will set the offense against the man-to-man defense. Finds Emma Brown at the top of the circle. Brown to the left elbow. Zegar with the basketball. Here's a three from the corner left side. Up and off, no good. Brown with the rebound. Follow shot blocked by away by McNeely. Then a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Brown back to the line once again. The foul on Reese McNeely. On Reese, her second personal team foul number 3. Emma Brown has hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She has 5 points in the basketball game. Here shooting 2 shots with 4:04 to go in the third quarter. The first free throw is up and good. Emma Brown has now hit 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Back into the ball game now, checking in for Fall City. Chase Nolde back out there along with Elise Poppy. Emma Brown set for her second free throw here. She takes aim, shot is up, and she's hit 5 in a row now. She's 5 out of 6 from the line, 5 in a row, and has 7 points. 28-22, biggest lead of the ball game now for the Clippers, up by 6 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Skip pass across court to Arm Brewster on the right side. Arm Brewster doubled up, goes down to Poppy. Elise Poppy in the corner, left side of the basket, across to the right side. Scholl handles the ball. Lob pass underneath. Shot is up. Nolde couldn't get it. The rebound brought down and then knocked to the floor. On the left side was Elise Poppy. The foul is going to be called on Abby Zegar. On Zegar, her second personal team foul, number 2. Fall City's basketball under their own basket. Poppy for 3 from the corner. Ball goes off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Fortnick. Down court, Fortnick with a lay-in. Couldn't get it. Try for a putback and a whistle and yet another foul. Reagan Wonderchek came down with it. This foul's on Chase Nolte, her third personal. And now we're going to have Wonderchek at the line. She's not scored yet tonight. This will be her first attempt from the free throw line. The 5'8 senior, Reagan Wonderchek, shooting two shots. The first one is up and in and out of there, rimmed it off. Another shot coming. Up until that one, the Clippers were 5 for 5 from the line here in this quarter. 30-second timeout, Fall City, back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Malcolm Clippers on an 8-0 run to start this third quarter. They trailed 22-20 at halftime. They're up 28-22. Here's a free throw up and good by Wonderchek. Reagan Wonderchek makes it 29-22, a 7-point lead. Armbruster is trapped in forecourt. Gets it underneath to McNeely. McNeely has the ball taken away. Jones grabs it up, and now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Malcolm. This foul is going to be on Reagan Wonderchek. On Wonderchek, her first personal, team foul number 3 on the Clippers. Inbound pass. Oh, across court. Going to be saved from going across the timeline by Poppy. Poppy gets it to Maddie Jones. Jones dribbles around two defenders. Works into traffic. Kicks it into the corner to Reese McNeely. Back up top, Armbruster. Armbruster top of the circle. She dribbles between the rings, works to the right side of the free throw lane on the elbow, flips it back across court left side to McKinley Scholl. Lob pass to McNeely. McNeely feeds it underneath, moving to the basket. Jones shot is up, swatted at, and no whistle, no foul. And the rebound comes down to the Clippers. Into forecourt is Denton. Denton in the paint, little 10-foot floater, up and good. Jordan Denton with a little flip shot floater. And suddenly it's 31-22, an 11-0 run here in this third quarter. Fall City has not scored in the third period. They led 22-20 at halftime. Here come the Tigers on the attack now offensively, desperately needing a basket. Jones puts it into traffic to McNeely. McNeely has it knocked away. And a foul on the Clippers. This foul will be on the floor, not a shooting foul. Foul's going to be called on Diamond Sedlick. On Sedlick, her second personal. Team foul number 4. Emma Brown back into the lineup. Also, Alyssa Fordick checks back in. They'll come in and replace Kylie Elkins. And also sitting down now is Lauren England. Inbound pass to the top of the key. Into Poppy. Poppy has a shot block. No whistle. Fordick with the steal. Fast break. Fordick underhanded flip shot. Up and off. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Reese McNeely. McNeely gets it out to Armbruster. Into the corner right side. With the ball is McKinley Scholl. Scholl goes around two defenders. Into the paint. Pulls up for a 5-foot jumper. She gets her shot blocked for the whistle and a foul. McKinley Scholl will be at the line to shoot two shots. The foul on Jordan Denton. On Denton, her third personal, team foul number 5 on the Clippers. At the free throw line, McKinley Scholl. She's not been to the line yet tonight. Free throw is up and good. That is only the 5th free throw that's been shot all night by the Lady Tigers and the first free throw of the second half. McKinley Scholl, second free throw is up. It's off the back iron. Can't get it. Emma Brown has the rebound for the Clippers. Brown gets it out to Alyssa Fordick, and Fordick comes across the timeline. Clippers with an impressive third quarter here so far, up now 31-23. Here's a 3 from the top of the key that's off the rim. The rebound is fought for. Elise Poppy gets the outlet pass out to Armbruster. She'll come down court. Armbruster flips it into the corner right side. Reese McNeely. McNeely jump shot. Rims it off. Couldn't get it. Rebound right back to the Clippers. Zegar comes up with it. Outlet pass to Fordick. Alyssa Fordick slows things down here now, looking at the man-to-man defense from the Lady Tigers. A minute 21 to go in the third quarter. an 11-1 run here in this third period for the Clippers. Brown with a turnaround shot. Off the glass, up and good. Emma Brown with her second bucket of the period. And it's a 10-point Malcolm lead, 33-23. This third quarter has been a tough one for the Lady Tigers. Into forecourt with the ball comes McKinley Scholl. Bounce pass into the corner right side to Reese McNeely. McNeely can't get to the baseline. It goes inside the paint. Here's Jones in traffic. She's triple teamed. Around the horn, left wing, Elise Poppy for three. No, hit the back of the rim. Rebound. Jones follow shot. And she'll be fouled. And I think we're going to put Jones at the line to shoot two shots now. The foul's going to be on Reagan Wondercheck. On Wondercheck, her second personal. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. Maddie has 4 points in the ball game so far tonight. She is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Here shooting two. The first one is up and off. Jones will have another opportunity. Checking in now, Ashley Kirkendall back into the ball game for the Lady Tigers. Maddie Jones ready for her second free throw attempt. 44 seconds left to play here in the third period. Jones trying to cut into that 10-point lead. It's up and off, no good. 33-23. Clippers with a 10-point lead. 40 seconds to play as they bring it into forecourt. Fordick looks like she's going to just slow it down here and maybe play for one up by 10. Now I take that back. Fordick just drove and got called for an offensive foul. Fordick went in and tried to put a shot up. It got down for her, but she took quite a blow to the ribs there. Shaking up a little bit. She wants a sub. She's looking to the coach and saying, I need to come out. 33-23. The lead is 10. Fordick comes out in to replace her. Elena Babb into the lineup. Babb checks in. Fordick will take a little breather here. She looked like maybe caught an elbow to the ribs on that collision. Down court for the Tigers. Reese McNeely almost loses it out of bounds in front of the Fall City bench. A cross court pass to McKinley Scholl. Scholl comes back to McNeely. She has to make another tall catch. Around the horn, left side arm booster up top. Scholl with the ball. 13 seconds in the corner. Scholl holds it. Left wing Kirkendall. 7 seconds. Scholl between the rings. Arm booster with 4 seconds. Scholl in the paint. Goes in for a shot. A floater that's in and out. Won't go. And after three quarters, the Malcolm Clippers lead the Lady Tigers by 10, 33-23. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, that was kind of a rough quarter for the Lady Tigers. They got outscored 13-1 in that third period after leading at halftime 22-20. They now find themselves down 33-23 with 8 minutes left to play. We move into fourth quarter action. It'll be Fall City's basketball. They play it into forecourt to Ashley Kirkendall, right wing. Up top, it goes to Armbruster. Skip pass across court to the near side. Kirkendall goes to the corner baseline, right side of the free throw lane, can't penetrate. Now it goes into Nolde at the free throw line. Nolde in the paint. Back up top, Armbruster around the horn. Kirkendall in the corner left side. This is Scholl with the ball. Skip pass across court. Kirkendall can't get a shot on the baseline. She's double teamed. Now to Scholl once again. Scholl with a lob pass underneath, looking for Jones. The ball goes out of bounds. Yet another turnover on the baseline against the Lady Tigers. And the Clippers get the ball back with a 10-point lead. 7:20 to go in the ballgame. 33-23. Malcolm on top. In the corner. Right side pass to Sedlick. Diamond Sedlick. Diamond the first name. Diamond almost had it knocked away. needs help coming out to get the ball from her. Timeout's going to be taken by the Clippers to save the possession. 7:07 to go in the ball game. It's 33-23. Malcolm up by 10. You're listening to live coverage of the girls' semifinals of the ECNC tournament on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Clippers with the basketball inbound pass. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody dives in after. We're going to have a jump ball call. Possession arrow favors the Clippers. Clock down to 6:58 to go now in the ball game. 33-23. Malcolm up by 10. Clippers basketball. Inbound the pass to Emma Brown. Brown comes to the near side with it to Sedlick. Sedlick finds Fortick with the basketball into Brown at the free throw line. Skip pass into the corner right side. Sedlick. Sedlick driving layup. Whistle and a foul. Diamond Sedlick will be at the line. Diamond has hit. This foul is going to be called on Ashley.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Jones' second free throw is up and off. No good. Maddie hit one out of two there. Makes our score now 35-24, an 11-point ball game. 6:21 to go here in the basketball game. With the basketball is Denton at the free throw line to the left side. Shot is up. Whistle and a foul. Wondercheck with a jump shot and yet another foul on the Lady Tigers. And Fall City really getting whistled a bunch here. Reese McNeely just picked up her third personal. At the free throw line, Reagan Wondercheck. She's one out of two from the line tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first of two is on the way up and off the rim. Another shot coming. Elise Poppy checks into the lineup for the Tigers. Poppy comes in replacing Ava Armbruster. 6:13 to go. It's an 11-point game, 35-24. Wondercheck, second free throw on the way up. This one is off the back iron, doesn't get it, and the rebound comes down to Fall City. With the ball is McKinley Scholl. Scholl gets her pass out to Kirkendall. Kirkendall is tied up. Jump ball is called. Held ball. Possession arrow favors the Tigers. Full court pressure by the Clippers. Fall City's basketball in backcourt. Inbound the pass. Kirkendall across court. Elise Poppy. Poppy back to Kirkendall across the timeline. Bounce pass into the corner left side. Under the basket. Kirkendall tries to go up with a shot and no whistle.
We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Parts and Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Maddie Jones at the line for the and one. It's up and good. She made the basket and got the free throw for the and one. Maddie Jones now has 8 points in the game. It's 35-27. Lady Tigers back within eight. 5 minutes, 48 seconds to go in the ballgame. It's an eight-point contest. Full court pressure now by Fall City. Malcolm breaks the press easily. Goes to Sedlick in the corner. Ball tipped away. Off the hands of Maddie Jones in the corner. Good defense. It'll stay with the Clippers. Inbounding it on the baseline. Left side of their own basket. Diamond Sedlick will toss it in. Sedlick to inbound it. Into the corner. Bounce pass right side. Fortick. Fortick puts it into Emma Brown. She's double-teamed. Brown feeds it underneath. The ball gets away out of bounds. Traveling is going to be called on the Clippers. Fall City will get the basketball back. Still plenty of time here. 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. An eight-point ball game. Tigers trying to battle back into this after that disastrous third quarter where they got outscored 13-1. Maddie Jones is double-teamed under the basket. Needs help. Now gets a bounce pass out to Poppy. Inside it comes around the horn right side. Armbruster. She can't get a shot off. Armbruster clears it across. Open look. Poppy. Poppy passes up the open basket there. Gives to McKinley Scholl. Now Armbruster for three. Off the rim. No, and the rebound to the Clippers. Outlet pass goes to Fortick. Fortick down court with the ball. 5 minutes even to play in the ball game. An eight-point contest with 5 minutes to go. Poppy applying pressure over here on the left side. Chasing after Lauren England. Whistle and a foul. Or no, traveling the call. The ball's going to go over to the Tigers. Lady Tigers with yet another chance to cut into this eight-point deficit. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Tigers basketball. Scholl in backcourt. Now they finally get it across the timeline to Armbruster. Comes back to Scholl on the near side. Right side, Poppy. In McNeely in the paint. Jump shot. Reese McNeely just won't go. Hit the front of the rim and wouldn't drop. Tigers have had three possessions here since getting back within eight, and they've come up empty all three times. Alyssa Fortick down court. Feeds it underneath for a driving layup that's up and off. No good. Rebound brought down by McKinley Scholl. Scholl's going to bring the ball down court herself. Underneath the basket. Shot is up. Oh, and no whistle. Jones went up with a shot, got stuffed under there, and they're going to say the ball just stolen away by Malcolm. Well, I don't want to editorialize here, so we won't. 4:08 to go in the ball game. 35-27. Lady Tigers down by eight. Timeout taken by the Clippers. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, I'll just leave this here for our listeners. I just looked at some numbers here. Fall City has shot 9 free throws and has scored 5 points at the line. Malcolm has shot 21 free throws and has scored 15 points at the line. So a 10-point advantage, 15-5. Thus far from the charity stripe for the Malcolm Clippers. 4:08 left to play. It's an eight-point ball game, 35-27. Malcolm by eight. Clippers have the basketball. They inbound it in backcourt to Alyssa Fortick. Fortick works it up the court one-on-one against Ava Armbruster. Armbruster, they tip the ball. It goes over into the hands of Sedlick. Sedlick in trouble with it underneath to Emma Brown. Her shot is up, and guess what? A whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. Poppy's third personal team foul, I believe, number 7. Yes, it is. At the free throw line, Emma Brown. Brown shooting 2 shots. She's made 5 in a row after missing her first one. This one is short off the front of the rim. She's now 5 out of 7 from the line. Brown has 9 points in the basketball game. 5 of those from the line. She'll get a second attempt right here. Emma Brown, second free throw. Shot is on the way up. It's good. She got it. Brown got that one to drop. She's now 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. And it's 36-27, a 9-point ball game. Here's a steal. Breakaway lay-in at the other end. Shot is up and good by Alyssa Fortick. Fortick with 16 points. She had 14 of those in the first half. 38-27. The lead is 11 now for Melka. In traffic, jump shot. Maddie Jones off the glass, up and good. Maddie Jones with a nice move to the basket. She's in double figures and has 10 points now for the Lady Tigers. Maddie Jones with 10. It's 38-29. Emma Brown underneath for the lay-in, up and good. Brown got in behind the defense and was waiting all alone under the basket for the easy lay-in. Armbruster down court. Her team down by 11 now, 40-29 with 3:09 to go in the ballgame. Here's Maddie Jones. Jump shot up and good. Maddie Jones with back-to-back baskets. She's got 12 points now. And it's 40-31, a 9-point lead. Here's a driving layup. Rebound. Brown shot us up and got it. Emma Brown got the putback. 42-31. The lead is 11. Fast break. Poppy in traffic. Here's Jones with the driving layup. She'll be fouled. Maddie Jones has made a basket the last two trips down. She was trying to go for the trifecta there. The foul's on Reagan Wondercheck. Wondercheck's third personal. Maddie Jones will be at the free throw line. Maddie has hit 2 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight so far. And she has 10 points. This one is up and off. No good. She's now 2 out of 7 at the charity stripe. Clock is down to 2:41 to play. It's 42-31, an 11-point Malcolm lead. Up next, our second half of our doubleheader, Elmwood Murdoch and Auburn girls basketball. Second shot is up and good for Maddie Jones. She hit that one. Maddie Jones now with 13 points in the game. 42-32. Here's a steal. Ball tipped away. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Fall City. Tigers get the basketball back under their own basket. To inbound the pass is McKinley Scholl. She stands on the baseline under her own backboard. Scholl lobs it out to the right elbow. Elise Poppy. Poppy, jump shot right side. Partially blocked, no foul. Rebound, follow shot, put back, up and good, and a foul. Maddie Jones has come alive here in this fourth quarter. She got that one to drop and drew the personal foul. She'll have a chance for the and one. The foul is going to be on Emma Brown, her second personal. Maddie Jones at the line, looks to the basket for the and one. It's up and it's off, no good. Couldn't get her down. Maddie's had a dickens of a time at the free throw line tonight. 2:25 to go in the ballgame. 42-34, 8-point ballgame. Driving layup, shot up and off, no good. Tipped away, it goes out of bounds. Wondercheck put the shot up, had it partially blocked. Good job defensively under there by McKinley Scholl. Inbounding the ball, Diamond Sedlick will toss it in on the left side on the baseline. Into Emma Brown. Brown to the hoop. Left-handed shot up and off. No good. Ball gets away out of bounds. Touch last by Malcolm, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. No, foul's going to be called on Malcolm. Foul is on Emma Brown, her third personal. And we are in the 1-1, which means we're going to walk to the other end and put Maddie Jones at the line. Let's see. Maddie's made 3 of 10 from the line tonight. This will be her 11th attempt from the free throw line for Maddie Jones. Shooting the front end of a 1-1. Jones, free throw on the way up and off, no good. Couldn't get it. She'll get another attempt here. Maddie Jones, second free throw for the junior. She takes aim, bends the knees, launches the shot. It's good. She got that one to fall. Jones got that one to drop. And it's 42-35. Lead is down to 7. Here's an inbound pass, a whistle, and I think we're going to have a foul called on the Tigers. Yes, we do. Foul is on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first personal. And it'll send to the free throw line Alyssa Fordick. Fordick is 4 for 4 from the line tonight, has 16 points in the basketball game. It's a 7-point game, still 2:09 to go. These are big free throws here for Alyssa Fordick. As we said, she's 4 for 4 tonight from the line. Free throw is up, make it 5 for 5. Fordick now with 17 points for the Malcolm Clippers, 5 out of 5 from the line. She puts the lead back up to 8 at 43-35 with 2:09 to go. Here's Chase Nolde into the lineup. Nolde checks in. She'll come in and replace Isabel Armbruster, who was in there momentarily. Second free throw for Fortnick is on the way. It's good also. She's perfect from the line tonight. 6 for 6, has 18 points. 44. 34-35. The lead is 9. Here come the Tigers in traffic. Jones has the ball tipped away and stolen from her on the baseline. Down court pass comes to the left elbow. In forecourt is Jordan Denton with the basketball right in front of our table. Denton, bounce pass, top of the key to Fordick. Fordick chasing after her is Armbruster. She dribbles away, comes to the near side again. Gets the pass over here to Jordan Denton, and a whistle and a foul on the Tigers. Foul's going to be on Maddie Jones. On Maddie, that is her third personal. And we'll be at the free throw line here, shooting two shots because shooting one and one. Shot is up and off, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. That was Denton, missed the front end of the one and one. Minute 37 to go. Here's Armbruster into the corner. Tigers down by 9. They need to be shooting the basketball. Armbruster right side for 3, just short off the rim. Rebound fought for, out of bounds off the foot of one of the Clippers. It'll stay with the Tigers. Ball City will have the basketball under their own basket. A minute 25 to go, down by 9. Lob pass, top of the key. They need to be shooting the ball. Armbruster with a long 2 that's off the left side. No. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Basket counts by Chase Nolte. Nolte will have a chance for the and one. A chance for the 3-point play the old-fashioned way here. 44-37. The lead is 7. She can pull the Lady Tigers back within 6 here with a free throw. With a minute 19 to play, a 2-possession game if she can get this one. Chase Nolte is 1-for-1 from the line so far tonight. That was way back in the first quarter. Chase Nolte, left-handed free throw shooter, up and oh, off the back of the rim, bounced out of there, wouldn't go. Long down court pass, fast break for the Clippers. In traffic, Brown has it. Now shot off the right side, doesn't go. Rebound, try for follow shot, put back, whistle, and you guess it. We got a foul on the Tigers, and we're going to shoot some more free throws. Foul is going to be called on Chase Nolte, her fourth personal. At the free throw line now, I believe, is Diamond Sedlick. Again, they've got a lot of long ponytails that cover up those jersey numbers here. And she'll be shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and off, no good. Pretty sure it's Sedlick. She would turn a moment here with that ponytail. She'll have another shot coming. Second free throw is on the way up, and it's off also, comes up short, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Down court goes Ava Armbruster between defenders. Pass underneath, stolen away, but stepping out of bounds with it. One of the Malcolm Clippers caught the ball down there. That was Jordan Denton. 1 minute left to play, a 7-point ball game. Tigers down by 7. Inbound pass, Armbruster, right side, trying for the 3. No, can't get an open look. Into traffic, turn around. Jones out to the right side again. Here's a jump shot, Kirkendall, up and off, no good by Scholl, rather. And the rebound down to the Clippers. 45 seconds to play. Nearly getting the steal there was Armbruster chasing after the ball. Gets it across the right side to Emma Brown. Brown into forecourt with the basketball. Up top they come with it. Fordick. Fordick on the dribble, a whistle, and a reach-in foul. Fordick will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. Foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy, her fourth personal. Let's see. Fordick. We got a timeout taking Fall City with 33 seconds to play in the ballgame. 44-37, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
This is Sunny 101.3.
33 seconds left to play in this semifinal girls contest. The Fall City Lady Tigers trailing 44-37. They led at halftime 22-20, then had that disastrous third quarter where they were outscored 13-1, and they've just never been able to recover from that. Hannah Collier into the ballgame now. We've got some subs coming in here off the bench. Collier checks in. At the free throw line, Alyssa Fordick. Fordick has made 6 for 6 from the line tonight. She has 18 points to lead all scorers. Here she'll be shooting two shots of the double bonus. Fordick's first free throw is up and good. Now 7 for 7 from the line and 19 points. Stay with us for the postgame show. We'll give you a complete rundown, let you know how your favorite player did individually. Second shot for Fordick is up and good also. She got them both. She's now 8 for 8 from the line. Pass comes into Hannah Collier. Collier across court pass. Down into the corner it goes. Back up to Collier on the left wing. Hannah Collier across court pass to the right side. Collier with the basketball. Into the corner, left side. Here's a long shot by up and off. No good by Maddie Jones. Whistle and a foul. And Jones is going to go to the free throw line. The foul will be on Diamond Sedlick. Diamond picks up the personal. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. Boy, she shot a bunch of them here tonight. This is her 13th free throw attempt. Free throw is up and good. Jones got that one to fall. She'll have another shot coming. Maddie Jones, second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good also. Hit them both. Jones hits a pair there. Let's see. Collier comes out of the lineup. McNeely checks in. Well, must have had a... I don't know what's going on. They're going to let her shoot again. Shot is up and off. No good. Not sure what took place there. All right, 46-39, 7-point ball game. Whistle and a foul called on the Lady Tigers. Foul is going to be on McKinley Shoal, her first personal. And at the free throw line will be Alyssa Fordick. She's the girl that's 8 for 8 from the line tonight. And has 20 points. Shooting two. Free throw is up and good. She's now 9 for 9 with 21 points. Hannah Collier and Elise Poppy check back into the lineup again for the Lady Tigers. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Alyssa Fordick, second free throw. It's on the way up and missed one. It's short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it. Rebound to the Tigers. Down court with it. Right side is Armbruster. Armbruster with a long three that's off the iron and doesn't go. Collier with the rebound. Flips it out. Wait a minute. Whistle and a foul on the baseline. Hannah Collier will be at the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Diamond Sedlick. Sedlick's fifth personal. She'll foul out of the ball game. So Hannah Collier with 2.7 seconds to go. The junior has a chance to get into the scorebook here. Her team trailing by 8, 47-39. I realize it's academic, but Collier shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. She got it. Hannah Collier hits the first free throw. I bet Grandma's probably listening tonight back home with a smile. She got the first one, Susie. Let's see if the second one will drop. It's on the way up, and good. She hit them both. Hannah Collier with a pair of free throws. Timeout taken, Fall City, 2.7 seconds to play. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
2.7 seconds to go. Here's the inbound pass down court into backcourt, and just dribbling it out will be Fordick. There's the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Malcolm Clippers 47 and the Fall City Lady Tigers 41. 47-41, your final score. We'll take a two-minute timeout here and then come back with a look at the individual numbers in our post-game scoring recap on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Tiger Varsity Wrestling Program. The boys picked up their sixth-place finish this past weekend at Raymond Central. Leading the way for the Tigers were Jaden Nolte and Wyatt Olberding with a first-place finish, and Thomas Fields and Caleb Zulkowski with the silver medals. Congratulations, guys, from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Elmwood Murdoch High School. It's time for our post-game wrap-up here. Final score 47-41. The Malcolm Clippers with the win. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Clippers, they had two players in double figures. Alyssa Fordick led the way with 21 points. Emma Brown, also in double figures, finished with 14 in the ballgame. 4 points tonight for Jordan Denton. Adding three was Diamond Sedlick. 2 points for Abby Zegar, and Reagan Wondercheck had one for their total of 47. Listen to this number. Malcolm made 21 of 33 free throws in the ballgame. 21 of their 47 points tonight came from the charity stripe. For the Falls City Tigers, 41 points total, two players in double figures. Maddie Jones finished with 18 points. McKinley Scholl had 11 in the ballgame, 5 for Chase Nolte, 3 points for Ashley Kirkendall, Reese McNeely, and Hannah Collier added 2 points each for their total of 41. From the free throw line, Falls City made 11 out of 22 shots. So a 10-point differential at the free throw line. The Tigers with 11 points, the Malcolm Clippers with 21. The difference was 6 on the final score, 47-41. That means that the Falls City Lady Tigers will move to the third-place consolation game. That'll be played at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Weeping Water. You'll hear that game live here on Sunday 101.3. The Lady Tigers will either play Elmwood Murdoch or Auburn for the third-place consolation game. Right now, we're going to take about a 15-minute break out here, and then we'll be back with the pregame show of our upcoming game between the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned right here to Sunny 101.3.